Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the mystery shopper. The mystery shopper. Most of us are familiar with that term because mystery shopping is a $600 million industry. There are over 1.5 mystery shoppers all over the U.S. alone. And you may ask, well, what exactly do they do? Well, a mystery shopper will go into a retail store and they'll pretend to be a customer. They'll ask questions. They may even want to speak with a manager. They may express dissatisfaction about something, and they just want to see how the store, how that retail branch handles them as a customer. They want to see exactly how they're treated. Sometimes a mystery shopper doesn't buy anything. They just walk around and observe everything and see how everything's operating and report that information back to the corporate office. Well, in this Christian life, we actually have a mystery shopper type system as well that God's put in place for us, because he sees us all the time. But not only does he see us, remember the Bible tells us in Hebrews 13:2 to be careful how we entertain strangers, for some people have entertained angels and not even known it. Then we discover in Hebrews 12:1 that we've got a great cloud of witnesses watching us, and that's why we're encouraged to lay aside the weights and the sins that throw us off. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we have, if you want to call them that, mystery shoppers. The Bible says God gives his angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We don't see them, they see us, mystery shoppers. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got that, and we want to see what will they uncover. If someone came and was a live mystery shopper and looked at your Christian life, what would they discover? What would they find? In the first of our two-part series, we're going to unveil in the secret acronym the 6 key components of communicating and operating and living in a way that we could be pleased no matter who was watching us. That S in our secret acronym reminds us of the importance of sincerity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, sincerity. You think about it. The Bible says in Joshua 24:14, therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth, and put away other gods. Yes, my friends, and serve the Lord. Okay, what is he saying? One of the ways that we show sincerity is we put everything else away. Think about it. If you were in a relationship and your significant other informed you that they wanted to have 7 or 8 other people just like you, that they wanted to go out and treat those other 6 or 7 people the same way they treated you, spend the same amount of time with them as they spend with you, you wouldn't think their relationship with you was sincere, now would you? Because you would see that they were serving someone other than just you. Well, one of the ways we show our sincerity with God is by our commitment to him, by focusing on being with him and him alone, by saying he's the God that we're going to worship. Remember, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6:24, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Yes, my friends, that means that we're not going to play with God. We're going to be real with him. We know, again, take that relationship example. Think of all the relationships that were where hearts were left broken, where spirits were left crushed. Why? Because they discovered that someone was insincere. They didn't believe that all the things that that person said that were true, because they found out some things that made them think they don't really love me the way they said. Well, God wants us to love him in sincerity, forsaking all others and living for him. Yes, my friends and neighbors, that E in our secret acronym reminds us of the importance of enthusiasm. You know, as saints of God, we should always be happy. We should be joyous. We should be thankful. We should be the ones that everybody likes to be around. We're the life of the party. The Bible tells us in Psalms 144:15, the Bible says, happy is the people that's in such a case. Yes, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. How happy are you, my friends and neighbors? How excited are you about the goodness of God? I don't just mean on a Sunday morning. I don't just mean on a Wednesday night for Bible study. I mean, how happy are you every single day knowing that the God of the universe has called you his sons and his daughters, knowing that the Almighty God has placed his spirit on the inside of us? That alone alone should make us happy. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:13, happy is a man that finds wisdom. Happy is the man that gets understanding. Then we discover in John 13:17, if we know these things, that's great. But then the Bible says, happy are you if you do these things. Look, my friends and neighbors, we've got a reason to be happy. You know, clowns at a circus, they have a permanent smile drawn on their faces. Their makeup is shaped like a smile all the time. And the kids love the clowns because the clowns always look happy. Well, with us, we truly are happy. It's not an act. It's not makeup. It's because God's dwelling on the inside of us. And what reason do we have not to be excited? When Paul and Silas were in a prison in Acts 16, they still sang praises unto God and prayed. Yes, my friends and neighbors, Peter was in jail in Acts chapter 12 and was able to still be happy, resting comfortably until his deliverance came about. How happy are you, my friends and neighbors, with the goodness of God? Do people tell your enthusiasm? Can they detect it? See, in the Hebrew, the word happiness means to be level, to be straight. That means that no matter what's going on, that we don't change. Our mood, our attitude is always consistent. It's streamlined. In the Greek, the word happy means supremely blessed, fortunate, and well off. Yes, my friends, see, we are all of the above. We're prosperous. We're supremely blessed. We're fortunate. That means, you know, the Bible says that all things work together for them that love God. All things work together for the good. In Romans 8:28, that means that no matter what happens in our lives, God's going to turn it around to make it work well for us. That's why we can be happy about everything. The Bible tells us in Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. We should be happy, my friends, because we've got the Almighty God on our side, inside of us. We're in Him. We're all in it together. Yes, my friends, we can be happy. Last but not least, that C in our secret acronym reminds us that we should also, as Christians, be competent. Yes, my friends, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15 that we should study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that doesn't need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Then we discover in 1 Timothy 4:13 that we should give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. We should be competent, knowledgeable about the scriptures, understanding the importance of loving others and forgiving others, understanding the grace that God has bestowed upon us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:15, if we meditate on these things and give ourselves wholly to them, our profiting may appear unto all. We want to be those kinds of Christians, my friends, where we appear to be and we are competent. Why? We're competent because we are productive. We're competent because we get our prayers answered. We're competent because we know how to love and forgive. We're competent because we know how to execute the word of God. See, sometimes you see things and we do things that we never use again. You ever been in algebra class in high school? And I don't care how much algebra you took, most of the time we never used it again outside of the classroom. And many people couldn't even figure out a way to use algebra outside of the classroom. That's why I didn't have a strong functionality. Well, in Christian life, my friends, we have the ability to leverage everything God gave us and we can use it. That secret shopper's going to find out that we're all right in every way. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, my friends. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.